Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to Company Showcase, Larry.
Thanks, Jim.
Larry, can you tell us about the two news releases your company put out this week?
Well, the first release was about the White House's 100-day battery supply chain review. And we were mentioned in that, page 108. We'll have attachment to this podcast. And so you can hear it. Actually, our YouTube video was on there. And that's a big kudo for us, so that makes us very happy. But they're looking at things, especially in the recycling area, that's of interest to us. And that looks like it could be a catalyst for getting recycling started and going in the U.S. They're already talking about building bigger battery manufacturing facilities and everything else in the U.S., and so it's an opportune time. Now, the second release was about the AGM, and I've only got a couple things to say about that. We got in with over 95% of the votes, and so that was a good thing, and the big question on it, which came up this year, never came up before because it's been in every AGM brochure, is the increase to 20% of the outstanding potential to set options. And so at this time they talked about that, and let's just give a little bit of discussion on that. The 20%, like I say, has been there for many AGMs. Suddenly became a focal point on the billboards for this AGM. But I just want to say that that's not filling the insiders' pockets. That's that sets aside a very large amount of shares for we have the potential of actually building up within the next year our infrastructure here in the office, and we have to attract the top-notch guys, and they look for top-notch options. So we want to have those available for new guys coming on. We want to have incentives for the existing staff who's worked their ass off for since August of 2016. When we first broke out and into new territory, and away we go there. There was one other thing that keeps popping up, and some guys would like to email me that we put out nothing but fluff. We put out something, and it cost us millions of dollars to get there. It's not fluff. It's progress on the reports. Most of the 99% of the people that listen to the podcast like that, and because we talk about what happened as we are in a press release right now, and I think where they're talking about fluff is we're not doing deals like most of these black mass producers willy-nilly all over the place, and because we got to nail down our costs. There's all kinds of ramifications when it comes to cutting a deal. And cutting the deal means that you have to have all the results in. You have to know exactly what your CapEx is going to be, what your OpEx is going to be. And we see lots of advantages in this last part we're doing, which is a morphology, and that will reflect on the price that we get for our product at the end of the day. And that can be a substantial increase. So we want to know what that's going to be before we sit down with a pen and pencil and ink any kind of deal. If we ink a deal, we want to know where we sit in the puzzle. We don't want to come out on the short end or on an end that the deal won't last on because we take all the advantages. We want it to be a win-win deal. And, we do already have an MOU. But we haven't set down the standards on that yet, but that is coming. And, to have a 20 deals in my pocket, I'm sorry, but the company's not in a position to build 20 different processing plants. And so the timing's got to be perfect. We wait for the biggest and the best, and I'm sure that's coming because we've had NDAs with them. They seem to be very accepted to our process. They're not pushing back as much as they used to, or they're not pushing back at all. They're in agreement. Remember that everything we do is third-party validated, and we report the like progress reports every time we have something to report on, and that's usually 30, 40 times a year. So that is one of the things that comes out of the AGM, that we put out a lot of fluff. I don't know what the hell, where the hell they get that from. It's cost us $10 or $11 million to put out all that fluff, and you know, it costs us nothing to do an MOU. So you know, it's not like we're building pies in the sky. We're very proud of our process, which is solid. And we're very proud of the of Cometco for bringing it to this point. Now, you may ask, why didn't we go another route? Well, I'm afraid that Cometco is the only one that had the answers. And, you know, we were lucky to tie them up initially in 2008-09. And now they're working hard on our process and also on the manganese project for the DLA. So that is the interesting things that happen. The I think I already mentioned that we got about 95% of the vote to put the directors back in their seats and to approve everything that that was put on the table. And you know, people had a chance to you know, vote or to go yay or nay, and on their vote, and that that time has come and gone. We're back in the seat for another year, much to the chagrin of the predators. But the because there was a lot of hate mail going on that was happening, you know, up to the AGM and after the AGM, and that most of the time I just ignore it, and because you know, I know who my shareholders are. And I know who's loyal and who's not loyal. So that's a big plus. If you're a CEO and you don't know that, you're subject to all kinds of ramifications. But anyway, that's the nuts and shells of it. We'll have a few attachments on our podcast this week or today. What we're doing right now, I should say, but it'll go out in 2 or 3 hours. And once that's out, then everybody can look at it over the weekend. I would advise that you look at the White House paper there, that and especially go to 107, 108, 109 in that area page, and you'll see that we're prominent out there. And, yeah, you know, that's another big feather in our cap. So I think that pretty much covers what I wanted to talk about. We've you know, we're still making achievements. Next week we hope to have some new results, and maybe even something about what's happening up on the Copper Gold Show in Central BC, and we can make an announcement on that. And you know, we're making great progress with Native relations up there. All the applications are in, and we expect to actually see some results coming out of that very soon. We've had a good, we have very good relationships with the natives. This is not my first rodeo with them up in that area. We've been working off and on there for, God, what, 14 years. And, yeah, everything as far as I can see is looking really good, And the one thing that I wanted to talk about is one thing I've watched, which is, you can call it an anomaly or whatever, but when the EV cars first came out, there was Tesla, and then there was the wannabes, and at that particular time, some of those shares were trading in the dollars range, maybe $3-4 or whatever, and went on to be hundreds of dollars. And then it worked its way down to the battery manufacturers, and companies that were trading again in a few dollars went on to be hundreds of dollars. And I can see the same thing happening for recycling. I think that the recycling is going to take front and center because that's the new kid on the block, and it's happening as we speak. We can tell by the responses we get in our NDA calls and from the approaches we're getting to finances. It's there's a lot out there, and it's like everything turned on a dime here about a month ago. So I just think that we could get things to look forward to, I wish everybody a great weekend, and I'm looking forward to resting up and getting ready for next week.
Larry, for people new to American Manganese, what's the company all about?
Well, the company is a critical metals company that is involved in several areas of the criticality of metals, the major ones being in the recycling of batteries and manganese, which is has always been the critical metal that I think is most critical to the United States, because we don't have any production, neither does Canada. And, production of manganese, which is used in all kinds of, including batteries, applications, it's critical. I mean, 90% of it's used in the making of steel. If you don't have manganese, you can't make steel, and if you can't make steel, the world stops. So I think that's very critical. I know that they're talking about importing manganese and everything like that, but that's something that they will have to do anyway. But certainly we can supply some of that end of it.
Larry, where can people get more information about the company, and where are you traded?
You can get all the information you want. I know that some people feel it's buried, but they have to remember that a lot of these PowerPoints and everything that Zarco does has been on YouTube, and it's been all over. It's been viewed by hundreds of thousands. And that's a big plus. So they can find anything that they need on the site. They just have to visit the site. If you got nothing to do, go to the site. Go to the news release section. Go to the PowerPoint section. Go to any section you want, and it'll tell you everything that we're doing. And you can reach us at 778-574-4444. You can email me at LREAUGH@AMYMN.com. And we'll go from there.
Larry, thank you so much for the update.
You're welcome, Jim.
We've been speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on June 11th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.